Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We'll start with some important updates for Linux users. As on June 27, 2026, three stable releases arrived for the kernel. Versions 7.1.2, 7.0.14, and 6.18.37. These updates bundle in essential fixes designed to boost system stability and security, ensuring your servers and PCs remain as resilient as ever. If you're managing Linux systems, it's worth reviewing the release notes and patching promptly so you can take advantage of these improvements. Staying in the world of Linux, there's also progress on the storage front, with brand new patches for MD RAID 5. These improvements enable up to 17% better scalability, especially in multi-core environments, by enhancing contention handling and stripe management. If your organization depends on RAID 5 arrays, you'll likely see more efficient disk array performance and reliability. Turning now to space, SpaceX has unveiled a significant infrastructural undertaking at its Starbase launch site in Texas. Elon Musk's team is building an 8-mile natural gas pipeline, dubbed Starpipe, to feed rapid-fire launches of the Starship rocket fleet. The pipeline aims to replace the reliance on endless tanker trucks, moving toward a more efficient, constant fuel supply for their next-gen rockets. The Starpipe is scheduled to begin operations in January 2027, which is a pivotal step in SpaceX's ambition to ramp up Starlink satellite launches and enable future crewed missions to Mars and the Moon. This move reflects Musk's vision for increasing space access and building the infrastructure necessary for off-Earth expansion. Let's pivot to the desktop. The GNOME project has released Newell 1.4.5, taking a strong leap into artificial intelligence integration. The new virtual assistant isn't just another chatbot. It leverages Stable Diffusion for AI-powered image generation, allowing users to ask for graphics directly in their desktop environment. Enhanced chat features make everyday tasks a breeze and position GNOME as a genuine competitor in AI-driven workflows. On the other side of the desktop world, KDE Plasma is rolling out updates for versions 6.7.2 and the upcoming 6.8, addressing major bugs. Users plagued by crashes, especially in scenarios involving variable refresh rates, should see a significant boost in stability and performance. These refinements highlight KDE's commitment to delivering a solid and consistent user experience, regardless of hardware. Speaking of hardware, Microsoft has just announced they're extending Windows 10 support until the 12th of October 2027. With upgrades to Windows 11 still hampered by hardware incompatibilities and slower economic recovery, many users remain on Windows 10 for critical work. Microsoft's decision helps organizations avoid costly forced upgrades and ensures vulnerable systems continue to receive essential security patches. Regulatory change continues to shape the tech landscape, especially as the EU AI Act has now officially come into force. This regulatory framework introduces a four-tier risk system for AI systems, demanding careful documentation and detailed incident reporting. Companies operating in the EU or deploying AI in European markets face a deadline to ensure compliance by 2027. The Act is likely to influence worldwide attitudes toward AI, pushing the sector toward greater transparency and consumer safety. While on the topic of AI, the Linux Foundation has launched a new collaborative project called Acrites, designed to coordinate proactive defenses against AI-driven cyber threats, especially in the open-source software ecosystem. Acrites' mission is to create a rapid incident response mechanism and strengthen collaboration among developers to keep software safe from increasingly sophisticated attackers. The scope of these threats has escalated in recent years, with malicious actors using AI techniques to find and exploit security gaps faster than ever before. Back on the software side, the Intel team is working on essential Linux driver patches to deliver high dynamic range support over DisplayPort MST. This promises improved picture quality and color depth across setups with multiple high-end displays, an important feature for media creators and workstation users. Although these patches won't make it into Linux 7.2, there's hope for them to land in the 7.3 release cycle, and testing is already underway in the community. Collaboration is proving vital worldwide. Over in Ghana, the United Nations Development Program has partnered with GitHub to drive open-source governance reforms. Backed by Ghana's Ministry of Communications, Digital Technology and Innovation, this initiative supports emerging technologies while also opening up job pathways for Ghanaian tech professionals. The partnership aims to tackle barriers to government adoption of open source, ensuring software freedom and digital sovereignty remain central to their future. Meanwhile, a major ethical debate is brewing as Meta experiments with facial recognition technology, reportedly for possible deployment by police and military agencies. Early prototypes suggest integration not only with traditional databases, but also with smart eyeglasses capable of real-time identification in the field. Concerns have surged in privacy circles, with critics warning about unprecedented risks to civil liberties and potential misuse of this tech for mass surveillance. Advocacy groups are calling for strict regulatory oversight and transparency before such powerful tools hit public or law enforcement use. While privacy concerns abound, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has zeroed in on user safety, urging Grindr to revise its data-sharing rules during Pride Month. The EFF wants Grindr, a dating platform popular among LGBTQ+ communities, to switch data sharing with advertisers from a default setting to a strict opt-in after a raft of recent privacy breaches. As privacy incidents mount, the EFF argues that user safety should be the absolute priority, requiring robust privacy controls to protect at-risk users. In a nod to the old school, RSS is quietly staging a comeback as social media algorithms frustrate more and more users. Unlike algorithm-driven feeds, RSS empowers users to follow news outlets and blogs directly, curating their own digital experience without intrusive recommendation engines or tracking. The renewed interest in RSS highlights growing demand for privacy, data control, and content delivery that puts the user first. As these trends develop, conversations about legislative reform are intensifying too, most notably in response to the growing use of armed drones by police forces worldwide. Advocacy groups are calling on lawmakers to urgently enact regulations banning the weaponization of drones to protect communities from potential misuse. With existing laws frequently lagging behind new technologies, there's a real risk these tools could be misapplied, eroding civil liberties and public trust. The tech sector's rapid evolution makes these kinds of policy safeguards not just important, but essential. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk science. Astronomers have identified two new exoplanets with a rather peculiar property. They're superpuffs. Despite being similar in size to Jupiter, these planets have incredibly low densities, almost like cosmic marshmallows drifting more than 100 light-years away. Their strange composition is a challenge to existing models for planetary formation and could push astronomers to revisit how such worlds even exist. These discoveries continue to expand our understanding of the cosmos and remind us just how much is left to uncover. So, in summary, as we move through 2026, we're witnessing an intense convergence of innovation, new regulatory frameworks, and social debate. Whether it's patching your server, advocating for user privacy, or exploring the far reaches of our galaxy, staying engaged is crucial for navigating this rapidly changing landscape. As always, we'll keep a close watch on these stories and more, so you don't miss a beat in tech and open source. Thanks for listening.